the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Fred Hampton, Fred Hampton Jr., Chairman Friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open to fist clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the Panther Cubs. Not trying to party Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They want to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I'll never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I'll never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with no our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
The man. Afro Buck.
The griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto. Rage is a tenor. My voice is just right. I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I breaker. You best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit you're plucking. You're stucking. Stupid. You doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher. Believe this shit. Butt head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it. It's yours. Lyrical murder. I'm still rocking on.
Rock on.
No bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics. From this mouth of madness flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're Rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn.
Politicizing the gun. We be
see the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you willing to bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap records. By no means, this ain't no intentional shit. In fact, it's one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all to show us some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy about the moves we make. Who we be? We recognize the central potential of armed propaganda. And we done raised the bar of what it is to be a diehard. In this game, we done the thing of what it is from a cat considering himself a criminal to a convict to a prisoner's of conscience. Who we be? You see, we done enlisted men and women in the people's army. And our kinfolk fall from the trees, the leaves, the lights of those of Cham and Fred and Fran Fanon. We sprout from the seeds of UEP, not long, but the one that sent the sentiments to the Viet Cong. It was on the right side of the question of the U.S. aggression against the Vietnam. Man, we far surpassed the grass and then got up under the gutter. In fact, some cats say that we consider ourselves weeds. Yeah, that's us. Who we be? Man, we so financially fucked up that our motto goes that the POCC is in debt, but not dead. We broke, but not broke. Where we come from? Where we at? What's our membership? Well, we be the residue from the slave ships, and the rest of the flesh the sharks are too full to eat after we was thrown overboard. In fact, some of us still at the back of the bus. See, we the ones fighting to be free, but in the meantime, between time, looking forward to prison visits. And when we talk, you best believe that they listen. We come from college campuses and street corners. We do more for 10 a.m. than your elected officials or the Marines doing 1,000 mornings. We keeping our eyes on the prize, and we also recognize in this time and place, one can never negate the question of race. But in the same breath, we also know that on this here slave ship, all black folks ain't in the same position. But we'd be remiss if we negate to mention that we still got to deal with this here class contradiction. We see theory without practice as blind, and practice without theory as a chance you might just came up and got lucky that time. POCC, what's our call? Free them all.
A lot of young organizations around, but we are political organizations. We are an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed, and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. That it's just like you stretch something, and it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to be another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war, and that's where we're at.
42 shots through that bedroom. Mama Cool was laying asleep up in that bed too. That's when J. Edgar Hoover sent the feds through. You know them grimy ass ways that the feds move. Said they sent the memo saying the Panthers gotta go. Created a plan to start COINTELPRO. Tricked O'Neal and then he turned into a informant. The chairman killed the wee hours of the morning.
I'm feeling like Mike Brown, I'm feeling like Trayvon. I'm feeling like I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight war. So tell them that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. That it's mental slavery, yep, it's falling your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead. These modern day plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy, bow tie or feds. We need to unify our people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael. I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the Chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm, mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died. From them slugs of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us 3/5 of a man. Which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, Black man ain't got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady rapping all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops have become the damn ops? We just trying to land us a job, but they trying to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers. That fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our laws, great creation? Relations to all of them great faces back in Africa. King Tut, Queen Nzinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drug traffickers. Let them capture us, and they building the bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep. It's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen, and she natural pure. The mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor. Plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again. Think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have peace again. Rest in peace to Martin, time to treat us like kings again.
Now the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us, yeah, the same motherfuckers that murdered and mask us. Got the gall and audacity to be asking us, why they keep killing each other, why they respect their mothers, why they daddy said, why they eat being black, why they stay unemployed, why they don't vote, why they don't sit together, why they still dope, why they fucking two tears in the bucket. Let the chairman tell you what's happening, Captain. The motherfucking cowards and corrupt is gross throughout the whole goddamn colonized community. You know what the land's bloodshed, and it's on the earth for all it's worth. Trying to stick our sickles up our motherfucking legacies. How the fuck we got generations of generations coming up, and I only know, but I even giving a fuck about gold kids like Harry T. Marcus Garvey, Ida B. Motherfucking Minister UEP. Shit, we don't know through the COINTELPRO, and we die by the time, man.
Another Earl, I decided to dark, fight in the park, but wouldn't wanna stay far. But when they jumped me, became became a good runner. With my one, they all went under. So I had the last laugh. They all thought it was a joke, but I had the last laugh. Coming back to haunt me. Stay loving my people, even though they don't want me. When I was bad, I was forgotten, like I was dead and rotten. Should've been getting love, but instead it was plotting. Shit wasn't right, and it was all blamed on me. Didn't know that I was special till this rap shit came to be. Gave me a way out, showed me it was better to teach. Then bust niggas with the 4-4, leave them dead in the street. Over beef, it was worth less than the cost of the slugs that I bought to kill them. And that's because I thought I bought to kill them. Little did I know, death wasn't right. Didn't always show, every rep was a light. It was to be captured in suspended animation. To be felt by all, understood by every nation. What's the sense of hating when I can show love? What's the sense of faking when I can show blood?
On the mic, unifying street tribe.
Frontline generals, serve the people, the system is criminal. Stay the plane, no time for subliminal. Make major moves, but we lose minimal. We be the frontline generals, serve the people, the system is criminal. Stay the plane, no time for subliminal. Make major moves, but we lose minimal.
Blackhawk and militia, Cobra commanded like Destro. Some change and some remain the same, just echo. Yeah, puppeteer, pulling strings like your pedal. Don't stop, won't stop, y'all know how niggas go. Scared to leave the plantation, so afraid to let go. Pot screaming out black, waiting at the kettle. Police squeeze blowing out fragments of metal. Valor gun barrel all aimed at the ghetto. Black show black, niggas hate niggas, that's devil. Understanding is the best part, y'all ain't get the memo. One for the black militias holding semi-auto weapons. Two for the right to bear arms when under question. Three for politicians in it that relate to us. But we know after we vote, they just skate on us. Bees open fire on Huey while he slept. COINTELPRO, y'all already know, so let's go. Revolutionary let's go. Steps, never forget. Took Malcolm to Mexico, in Mexico he was left. Revolutionary steps, never forget. Took Malcolm to Mexico, in Mexico he was left.
Frontline generals, serve the people, the system is criminal. State of play, no time for subliminal. Make major rules, but we lose minimal. We need a frontline generals, serve the people, the system is criminal. State of play, no time for subliminal. Make major rules, but we lose minimal.
War, politics with bloodshed, and politics without bloodshed. War,
politics with bloodshed, politics strong without bloodshed.
Know what that means? Know what that means? Know what that
up, eyes open, the fist clenched.
Yeah, yeah.
You should be the chairman, Fred Hampton Jr.
Live and direct.
See, now I need y'all to bear with me as I bear my soul and take you on the insides behind enemy lines about some state-sanctioned assassinations, mass incarcerations, and some other plans that these pigs have put into place in order, amongst other things, to control the world population. You see, now it ain't no coincidence. A lot of y'all cats don't even know about the infamous COINTELPRO shit. G-Men, government hitmen, directed by Director J. Edgar Hoover, the hitmen. Political frame-ups in which they still got a lot of cats politically caged up, killing us and hitting us with more than just a gun. And some names which for legal reasons I came to mention are still on the run. Now imagine, if you will, same goddamn government that brought in all the dope, putting your picture on the poster, placing a bounty on your black ass with the words warning blazing across the daily news front page. Your face being placed right up under an institution issue scope. See, we talking about a bunch of bad motherfuckers. We're looking for number one duck in no motherfucking trouble. Shit. Go-getters and hard-hitters who gave us free medical centers. You see, stood straight up against the system and said, yeah, motherfucker, we subversive and freedom of death. And strapped up in the spirit of self-defense. Free clothes and free busing programs. First free breakfast programs. Armed with a political ideology that withstood the test of time. And a 10-point platform. Now fast forward in closing words for the tongues of Black Panther Party Cubs. Let us continue resisting. Never forget 2037 West Monroe, 4:35 a.m. in the morning, west side of Chicago, 1969, December 4th.
Live and direct,
live and direct, live and direct. Okay, let's do. Okay, we good. Okay, y'all bear with us. Cub with us, y'all. We up in Annie around here. Y'all, we becoming triple breasted a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Intellectual Radio, Free MR Radio, live and direct. We got some more forces in deck. I'm gonna do show to y'all 1 minute. But in the meantime, between time. Take a pause for the call. Open those front doors and back windows. Let them know once again it's on. Each episode of Free MR Radio, a weekly program hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Let's make history. Shotgun. Let's take history. Let's take history. Yeah. You're right on. So them call the numbers. I tell you, we got the lines will be jumping up the hook, y'all. The lines will be jumping up the hook. 929-477-3785. Let me slow down. I've been moving and grooving. nonstop. I was out in the field, no phone charger or no human charger. I was on the Carl Nelson show earlier. It's been nonstop. We'll get a few PSAs, people service announcements, you know what I'm saying? Get them out the way. You dig? Again, PSA, people service announcements. Andrew Dixon in the building, Queen Hollywood in the building. Norman Richard coming in from Canada. That's what the show body in the building. That's what it is, y'all. You see y'all coming in, okay. Y'all take somebody else, let them know where we at. Call in number 929-477-3785. Also 708-223-8953. 708-223-8953. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to be heard. Got in. Okay, that's what it is, y'all. A lot of stuff been moving and grooving, y'all. I know a lot of cats ain't came down from this historical landmark decision. You did. This came down. Again, a historical landmark. The Hampton House. The house that was Chairman Fred Hampton grew up in. Let's put the again, this, even out there, I just got word also on the side note that WVON is replaying the show we called in last week, and they want me to call in or something now. We might cause an overdose around here, all this energy around here, you dig? Hold on. Let me see. I'll bear with that. Let me take cover with it. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. With that, give me that call in number to be on in somebody again, okay? So you want to tune in this? Okay. Yeah, replaying your interview tonight. Semester, so you want to? Okay. It's getting out of play. Give me a minute. We gonna call in with them. Okay, text to me the number, y'all. Okay, well, yeah. And make sure I get back on Instagram. I got to restart that back up because I lost the volume. One more time. Showtime. Those who seen some of the contradictions that's happened to Kurt recently also at the Hampton House. Less than 48 hours after the decision came down for the Hampton House to be a historical landmark, the house next door, the location which has been abandoned for 45 plus years, this is my cousin died in the fire there, which we've been trying to get, all of a sudden the construction company came through and tore up the paintings of Chairman Fred, Chairman Fred's funeral, everything. So it's to put it lightly, it's heated over there right now. You know, it's a contested climate. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna keep y'all abreast on that. Come to say more money, more problems. You say more progress, more problems. Also, you did. So soon as that come down, and we, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people in the community say, man, that should have been allowed to the Hampton House, but all of a sudden, these individuals, and also it helps expose the contradiction in regards to race, class, you know, you name it. Because whether they intentionally done this or not, you've seen them move with the arrogance. Just come through and just tear the painters up. You know what I'm saying? We get the phone call. You go back and listen to the footage we had posted. In fact, I think it's on YouTube. We actually got the footage of them, you know what I'm saying, pictures of Chairman Fred up under the work trailers, you dig? So we're going to be dealing with that contradiction, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep y'all abreast on that. Also, we're talking about the Chairman Fred having the aquatic pool over there on Fifth. We're going to be, pushing for, in regards to what's happening with this pool. We want the pool to be open. It's ironic that that's one of the campaigns that, as a youth, then Fred Hampton fought, you know what I'm saying, for swimming pool facility for black youth out there in Maplewood. So this is some of the things we've been dealing with. So we're going to keep y'all abreast. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Update on that, because that's something that's near and dear to, I mean, I meet adults all the time, and they say how that pool impacted them. The stories, you know what I'm saying, how they come alive, you know what I'm saying, about that. So we're going to be talking about that. But don't let these updates we have another day next door diminish the impact that happened, you know what I'm saying, that has been going. People been coming through the Hampton, taking pictures. People been, you know what I'm saying, world-renowned DJ Sam Chapman last night, you know what I'm saying, Brother Rob Money Park, he had a special CD selection. Got all of the Hampton House on there. You know what I'm saying? So we know as Minister Youth Community, our people don't read as much as we would like for them to read. We come to you in your barbershops, your pool halls, your clubs, your hookah lounge, wherever you at, we are bringing the business and we bring it to you. And so it's phenomenal. DJ Sam Chapman got the Hampton House on there. We need y'all to go to savethehamptonhouse.org. Stay in contact with us and stay abreast with us, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot happening, you know what I'm saying? How she just tuned in? Okay. Zone as well. Randall had been on. We had these appreciation letters. Gail Jones, you tuned in. We want to start these appreciation letters from Hampton House, you know what I'm saying, for the vote that came down, for the unanimous decision that came down, you know what I'm saying, and also the consistency of the people in regards to, you know what I'm saying, the Hampton House, the historical landmark, you know what I'm saying. Again, Maywood, geographically small speaking, but it's a political giant, you know what I'm saying. So we're going to get those appreciation letters. We appreciate that phenomenal historical move, and it's ongoing. Daniel Kaluuya, who portrayed Chairman Fred in the movie, from the stage of the Oscar. I know a lot of y'all still talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock. We talking about Daniel Kaluuya and her when they came on the stage. What did he say? Long live Chairman Fred. You can't forget that. That stain in your brain, that mark in your heart, stay consistent, y'all. We live and direct in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taping history, y'all. Call the numbers 929-477-3785. I got some brothers and sisters on deck here too. That's, you know what I'm saying, they got it. They're in the media, and we're gonna be up in the ante. Matter of fact, we're gonna say even with the podcast, the Hampton House too. You know what I'm saying, we're gonna be up in them. You know, we picking their brain for some different things. But let's get locked and loaded, y'all. Again, if you got a curfew, you might wanna get up off this ride. You know what I'm saying, you can't go in a certain part of the town, a certain part of the country, a certain part of the world. You might want to hop about it. We might pull up in Ghana. We might get a call in from the penitentiaries. You name it. With that being said, again, Freedom All Radio, hosted by yours, truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady Rage. So, Conway, let us know if you got any callers in queue.
Freedom All, Brother Chairman. No? We have our sister Deborah in queue. Freedom All.
Freedom All. Welcome to Freedom All Radio. Callers in queue, please make sure y'all press 1 when y'all call in. Press 1.
Oh,
I got a 782 coming in too. And a 347. Oh, it's my fault.
It's okay.
What's going? Welcome to Freedom All Radio. What's going on with you?
Are you speaking with me?
Yes. Forgive me. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, this is Deborah. I was calling on behalf of my brother Rufus. He's been in prison, incarcerated, in and out. And do you speak up on this thing here, incarceration?
My incarceration?
Yeah.
Again, this got to be your first time tuning in with us.
Pardon me?
This is... I feel it's got to be your first time tuning in with us. Welcome to Freedom All Radio.
Is.
Welcome to. Let us officially welcome you to Freedom All Radio. This is a program of the Black Panther Party Cubs. Black Panther Party Cubs is ideological offspring of the Black Panther Party. We deal with campaign issues of our people that impact our people all here, there, and everywhere. But in particular, those who are held captive. You know what I'm saying? I'm a former political prisoner. I was held living under 9 years at the concentration camps. Before I was locked up, we dealt with these issues. Mm-hmm. So our position is, as Malcolm said, America itself represents prison. Minister UEP News said the prison is a microcosm in outside community. You might get a call. We're taking Ward up as State Bill Menard right now. You might get a call literally right, you know what I'm saying, from directly behind the walls as we speak. So that's a major aspect of our work. Yes, indeed. So yes, yeah. So definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So
you have an email address? Do you have an email address?
Yes. We could be reached at what's the email address? Say the half. Oh, no. Okay. Let's. We underscore ride RIDE. Let's go with that one at LL.com.
Okay.
We_ride at LL.
Yeah. _ and RIDE.
Mhm. Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm. I got to juggle who I go through different people assistants, and they say when Tupac came out of jail, he went through a million different producers. They couldn't keep up with him. I go through a million different David. That's the best way to touch down with us. But yes, indeed. Look, you haven't even spoken your brother's case yet, and I got people. already. I'm saying already. Just to mention your brother being held captive, we have people. That's what I'm saying. On our social media outlets right now, tapping in. How can they help? See, they asking right now. They want to hear about what's going on with your brother. You know what I'm saying? Our bus is the people. You know what I'm saying? So we organize. So let us know what's happening. I got people on our heels right now. They want to know what's happening. What's going on with your brother?
Well, he's been his charge is he was a level 2 sex offender, and they bumped it up to a 3. And he has some agents that's working with him, and he has like 5 of them just for him. And they keep messing with him. Keep sending them back and forth to jail. And now he just got out March. March the 8th.
Chicago?
Here, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, St. Paul. Okay, St. Paul, Minnesota. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they picked him up yesterday. I don't know what's going to happen yet because they won't tell me anything because they said he'll have to call me in order to give me the information of why he's incarcerated, why they sent him back to jail. They said one was he failed to register as a sex offender, and he said in this multiple other things, but he wouldn't say. So I have to wait until he calls me, and he hasn't called me yet. So, but it's been it's multiple things that's happened to him. You know, his wife passed away. His older son passed away. He's only 52 years old. And it's like every time his out date was 2016. And ever since after that, they found every little reason to send him back and forth. Ever since 2016, he's been back and forth like maybe 5, this is the 5th time now. Another one is over a cell phone he has. But I'm not sure of what else they are saying that, and I'm wondering I don't know who to talk to and what resources to find out information as far as his case goes.
Your immediate concern is, like you. They have a history with taking them in. We have a campaign called the AAT bill, African Anti-Terrorism Bill, and a lot of times we use terms such as COVID. AAT bill, African Anti-Terrorism Bill, African Anti-Terrorism. AAT bill, African Anti-Terrorism Bill. It puts in context the terrorism that our people are subjected to. We, as opposed to saying gentrification, we call it the land grab. As opposed to one being locked up, they were kidnapped. As opposed to their bond, their ransoms. It puts in the political context and it opens the door for that people can not like look at this subjectively. In other words, say a situation. I'm trying to get more of the background. If a person is like I don't know if you hear about the black sites in Chicago. The black sites in Chicago where, people have been, decades, the police would take you, they don't honor any protocol police procedures. In other words, no phone call, you don't see the police face, they have masks on, they have badges, tape over their badges, and you take the underground locations. This can become an issue until a white person is taken there. So we're struggling to put stuff in context. So I'm trying to get a feel. So it's not so. A little history. If it's why, is it cold red? Are you concerned? This not. Because sometimes a lot of people not. I mean, they murdered him. They did something to him. The people just like who the director of the jail, the county jail, or what have you. So I'm trying to get a feel so we can use a little court because information. If we say information is raw material for new ideas, you know. So like even some one sister who worked close with us here, who I don't know if in response to that the county jail with the coronavirus, mm-hmm. the plandemic we refer to it. Her, she lost her husband, Nicholas Lee, and she's commenting now, Cassandra Greer, like this point out, you know, like you know, different texts they can pull, but also like the first, in regards to recommend the public defender's office in St. Paul, they, you know what I'm saying, just get some basic, so we're just not shooting in the dark, you know what I'm saying, because we can cut the fat from the meat, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. we're dealing with, so we can get some, but that way we can get some directives out, okay, this is bam, 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 and even, even lay out, you know, like the humanized, I know it helps a lot of times with people, you know, victims of police terrorism or sometimes inside the concentration camps. Notice the words I'm saying. It helps to humanize, not to get damage control, why people can't relate to the case, and not to the point of subjectivity. In other words, not to, well, this is my home friend. I tell you, you never have heard me say the police killed my daddy. You have heard me say the government is faster than Chairman Fred. Well, it's not dating from being my father, but we do it in a way that the people can relate to and say, okay, how can I identify with this here? Why can I connect with this here? So, you know what I'm saying? Because the reality is, a lot, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people move subjectively. In other words, a lot of times people get involved in struggle. People get involved in struggle one of three ways. So we call conscious one of three ways. Inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. There are those who are aspired to do this. There are those who have, you know, certain aspirations, and those that he hit that ass, they turn black. So that's so the deal is, if sometimes we're going to lay out the information, so whatever the case may be, like, you know what I'm saying, we can lay out some background, it's like, you know what I'm saying, like the ID number, you know what I'm saying, past ID number, or some history of the particular place, the camp he's held at. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, whenever we talk about Cook County Jail, we give a little background, people say, wait a minute. That's, you know what I'm saying, no, there's reason to be concerned because of the history with, you know what I'm saying, Cook County Jail. You know what I'm saying? You know, even if he was framed or whatever, you know, people even know that. There should be no foregone conclusions that people understand what's going on because this state, this system in particular, is phenomenal with their propaganda.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So a person just take for granted or draw a foregone conclusion. This is my brother. You should know what's happening. No. So, you know what I'm saying? Like even the place, that's why I said, you know, where is it at? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we talk about Mississippi, we give a historical analysis so people can feel this shit. They can relate to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like when the news come on, they do a whole propaganda campaign. They do a whole thing about the Chicago crime, and their people's pores are open. They, you know what I'm saying? It's, okay, what needs to happen? All right, bro, we're going to do the police come in and sweep everybody up. We need y'all to support this. You know what I'm saying? We do this move. So it needs to be laid out to people. What's the contribution? Mm. What's going on? Mm. Why do people relate to the case? You know what I'm saying? So that's got to be some of my homework assignments. So we cut the fat from the meat and see who's going to barbecue, who's going to meal do.
Okay.
I'm online right now because he's called in. Press 1. 929-56. I'm on the other line right now. I'm on air. We on the air right now. Just call in. Press 1. Yeah. Okay. He cut it because I know I lose the volume. So you can't get some Just get that for us, and you know what I'm saying? Some information, you know what I'm saying? We can, you know what I'm saying? Let's see, you know, how to move forward. So right now, you can call the public, Cassandra recommended even calling the public defender's office in St. Paul. And you know what I'm saying? Just get some basics, you know, what they're saying, what are the charges with, you know, so it's not just shooting in the dark, you know what I'm saying? So we got some basic understanding of what's going on. All right?
Okay. So call the public defender's office?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. You know,
your email is underscore, right? @LL.com.
Then call, you know what I'm saying, get some basic information. And also, without giving too many details, don't get the community grapevine. You know what I'm saying? You get the word. You know, the other, you know, I know our communities are destabilized now, but get the, you know, find out from the community what are they saying, what, you know, saying what's, where is he at, so that way the people can have something to work with. So you know, so people not just shooting in the dark.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Is it okay if I email you?
No problem. No problem.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much.
Right on. So the Cassandra also put up there too, by regards to how they put, I don't know the different dynamics which you're dealing with, but they're registration.
Okay.
I'm on air right now, baby. I'm on air right now. Yeah, call back. I'm on air right now. Okay, so yeah. So keep us.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, stay on with us. Listen in.
Listen to the show. Sure. I'll stay on.
All right.
Oh yeah.
All right, right on. All right, we live in the record, Free My Radio, making history, taking history, taking history. So come on, we got any more callers in queue? We got some Syracuse, the 9-year-old child. I almost said brother. You know what I'm saying? 9-year-old child, 8-year-old child. The Syracuse pigs handcuffed him up to a bag of chips. You know, so we talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Grand Rapids. Uh-huh. What's the update in Grand Rapids? You know what I'm saying? This thing is happening everywhere. So come on, we got any calls in queue? So, comrade, Daphne.
Yes, this is Deborah.
On the board. We lost her.
Sound like we may have lost her.
Uh-huh. Huh?
I think that's the lady that was Miss.
Okay,
Brenda is her name.
Okay,
Deborah. Deborah.
What's that number right there, brother? And while we might have lost Sister Daphne on the boards, y'all can also call in at 708-223-8953. 708-223-8953. Y'all can also call in there. If you call 929, press 1. Press 1. So those who call, those who may be called, we may have lost you. I don't hear Sister Daphne, so we may have lost you in queue. So if you can't hang
Free
up
on,
and
Kim.
Call on this number, Free Mom,
there's
come
Free Mom,
on. Call good.
Yeah,
Free Mom,
we will.
Call in queue.
Yeah, I was in the back on the boards. Yes, we have called the queue. Our next call up is Brother Farrah Great. Free Mom.
Right on, Free Mom. Welcome radio. Who do we have here? Yes, sir.
This is Farrah Gray, brother.
Welcome to Free My Radio, my brother.
Thank you
right
for
on.
Having me.
Welcome. This is I don't know how long you've been listening in, but this is a weekly program that we do on Wednesdays. Host of myself, Chairman Fram Jr., and also Robert Allen, aka Lady Rage.
Yes, sir.
Just in case people are not familiar with your name, or just if you can, give us a little background. Who do we have here online with us?
Thank you for having me. Greetings to everybody. Again, this is Farrah Gray. Many of our people do know me as the son of the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and several others know me as Farrah Gray, the entrepreneur, the philanthropist, the organizer, entrepreneur, all of that, speaker, et cetera, and author. Yes, sir.
Right on. I got a call this morning. Yesterday said that you were in Chicago. I know you got you're moving around a lot of places. To put it lightly, but what are you addressing now? And now I don't know again how long if you call the beginning of the show. We're gonna bring you up to speed also about the work we're doing at the Hampton House. But what's on your platter? What are you dealing with as we speak?
Yes, sir. Well, a few things. The book of Khalid, written by attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, my father's biography, Khalid Abdul Muhammad, is available everywhere. So I definitely wanted to discuss that with everybody as well. Very powerful piece of history that I think was missing. So if anyone is actually serious about the movement, then they, of course, want to have the book of Khaled. Furthermore, also I want to shout out my godmother, who is good friends with Chairman Hampton, Yaa Santuwa Nzinga, speaker, best-selling author extraordinaire. She's listening as well. She's also one of my educators and tutors as well growing up. So many people know my story growing up on the south side of Chicago. Made my first million by the age of 14 years old and went on to author several books. Now I've got 7 books in 20-some-odd countries, 13 different languages, teaching our people the importance of entrepreneurship and leadership, because who we give our dollars to is who we give our power to. And clearly, you know, business is warfare. So we have to feed ourselves to do for self. When we look at the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth that we are largely responsible for as a people, then it is so important for us to look at getting some of this good earth, not only to call our own, but again, to feed ourselves, to produce, and not just be fuel for the economy. So that's been my work in the area of entrepreneurship and teaching and educating our people on financial literacy, because if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. So that's been pretty much my work, now roughly 5 million followers as well. But I wanted to come on, and also I want to also encourage my followers to support the Hampton House, because it's a piece of history. And we have a duty of responsibility. Every other race has mastered working together. They have mastered the art of supporting one another, especially financially. We tend to kind of miss that. We give our verbal support. We may throw up a black power fist, but we have to use some of them green dollars as well. And that's what I'm encouraging everyone to do in support of the Hampton House.
Right on, right on. Y'all make sure y'all okay. I'm essential. Downstairs, let them in for me, please. Laid out a few things. So callers, y'all feel free too. I don't know, you want to take any calls, or whatever. But I'm gonna pick a couple of things
talked about.
I definitely want to say, okay, right on. Appreciations in regard, calling on those who follow you on social media also in regards to supporting campaign to Save the Hampton House. They can go to SaveTheHamptonHouse.org. There's a donate button right there. People also can go to Cash App, $ Save the Hampton House. I know some people want to. You touched on a few things. It's on you if you want to touch on a book or some people like probably asking me to know. Insight in regards to Dr. Khaled, your memories and so on and so forth. I don't know, in college, y'all feel free to, again, call in. I give y'all two different numbers, 929-477-3785. We accepting calls, also 708-223-8953, right? Correct? 8953.
Yep.
Right? Okay, right on. So feel free to call in. Yeah. So what's – I know a lot of people ask, some of the impediments or roadblocks, Like you talked about, being an entrepreneur, but just in regards to, our people in general, but also specifically, what some of the things, the dynamics that you may have had to navigate, it's a burden, with me, one time I went to go get a quote-unquote regular job, and one of my comrades, they heard the name, they said, he can U-turn right now. But just, give us, take us through it. Let's say that some people are not familiar with, your upbringing, So take us there.
Absolutely, yes, sir. So, as you well know, activism doesn't come with a salary. So my mother ended up leaving my father at an early age when I was basically a baby. They had pretty much separated. because my father was always on the highways and the byways, and he had dedicated and committed his life to the liberation and salvation of our people. And at the same time, when my mother struck out and left, she ended up having two back-to-back heart attacks, working overtime, double time, to feed us. And that's what really motivated me after her heart attack to start looking towards entrepreneurship. And that's when I started little businesses and realizing that, you know, with us being the mother and father of science and mathematics, when we look at entrepreneurship, it's really coursing through our veins as a people. And I believe it's really the exit strategy for many of the issues that we have today. With us having a buying power of over $1 trillion, we have to look towards entrepreneurship. Some reports have come out that, quite frankly, even when it comes to access to capital, that's the hardest thing, you know, being able to finance your business, getting it off the ground. There's one thing as it relates to raising capital. It's another thing to raise capital while black. You know, we don't have trickle-down wealth. We don't have rich uncles and rich aunts and private angel investors. Well, as I like to say, some of us do have rich family members, but they don't talk to us no more. You know, so they started eating their chitlins with a toothpick. You know how we get when we get a little bit of money. We start talking down to black people, forget about where we came from, and you can't find us nowhere as it relates to nation building and grassroots or helping each other out as far as our family members. So therefore, you know, at an early age, I started looking at entrepreneurship, dealing with what I saw my mom going through and growing up in the projects, and, you know, 72nd and Jeffrey. I mean, you know, when most people see rats and roaches, they scream. For us, it was like, move over, we had to go to sleep. And so many people forget that when you are the son of a revolutionary, there are so many challenges as it relates to, you know, especially revolutionaries that had so many awesome enemies after this man, wanting to stop his work and his push for the freedom and independence of our people. So that was a challenge in and within itself. You know, I was right by my father's side when the assassination attempt took place on his life, where he was shot down, you know, basically in cold blood, in both legs. I was right there with him. So, you know, there's a lot of similarities, brother, in the journeys for sure. So, you know, it's always been a challenge, you know, being able to get behind enemy lines. You know, at the end of the day, the battlefield is everywhere. So, you know, just finding my own way and finding my true purpose was very critical. So from starting my first business as a youngster, after my mother had those health problems, to going on starting other businesses. Then I created a venture capital fund where I raised money for other young brothers and sisters that wanted to start their own business. And, you know, my father didn't pass until I was 16 years old, so he got a chance to see me hosting radio and television shows at 9 years old, a show called Backstage Live, which I talk about in one of my books, and opening up my office on Wall Street at 13. And, you know, he got to see a lot of that, and making my first million with my food company and my venture capital company. And, you know, so he got a chance to see that journey. So I'm grateful in a lot of ways, you know, that he was able to see that, and losing him at such an early age was, you know, it was rough for me. And I still feel like my father's somewhere maybe in Africa, or, you know, because I only got to see him a couple times out of the year, mostly when I had breaks. But, you know, he was always on the move, and he used to always give me that conversation. And he would say, son, you know, I may not see you again because they may take me out. There was, you know, no shortage of death threats that he would receive on a daily and consistent basis. Whether it was phone calls or mail or bomb threat, I mean, it was just crazy the type of awesome enemies that this man had to fight, you know, and go up against, being the only United States citizen to be condemned by the Congress, the Senate, and the White House, so and several other organizations. So, you know, there were those challenges, but definitely in the world of entrepreneurship, the major challenge is I believe that we don't need really anyone else but each other. If we work together, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, it would move our people forward. And that's what also, tying it back into the Hampton House, that's what we need right now. We need us to come together, and we give to every other group and organization and everything that doesn't represent our history and our culture, which we have to preserve. And we got to get better with that as a people to make sure that we preserve, you know, history for generations yet unborn.
Yes, indeed. I'm
going to
do this a couple. I'm just, oh, go ahead.
Right. My question is, I remember seeing you, I don't know if it was on Oprah, but I remember seeing you on a talk show at a young, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, I'm listening.
Uh-huh, and I think it was Rock that you were, that was a part of your business. I don't know if it was anything else. I remember the Rock standing out. And
yes, ma'am.
My question is, how did you see the value, like what made you think that these rocks could be something that I can capitalize off of? And how did you, because it seems, the way you talk about it, it just seems so easy, like you just got in there and things start rolling for you. So for the other 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds who may want to get into this type of thing, what was it, or who was it that was behind you or helped you to get into these different places and positions to be able to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show, for people to even take notice to you, to want to have you showcase your talent or showcase your business, rather, and then go on into writing your books and being the son of Minister Khalid Muhammad? Were there, did you use that as also part of your navigating through this business, or was that something you didn't talk about too much because it may have been a stumbling block because of who he was? Was that, you know, you being the son of Minister Khalid Muhammad, were there different roadblocks? I'm sure there were, but if you could speak on those.
Absolutely. Well, the biggest question I always get in the conscious community is, why did you change your name? And I would think that just seems like a real odd question to me, you know, as it relates to when people ask me that question specifically about my name. You know, the bottom line is, I started changing my name because at the end of the day, I couldn't, you know, my father was no longer a part of the Nation of Islam, so therefore it didn't make sense for me to personally still carry a name in an organization that my father had no place in. And as I began to, absolutely, when I would call places and you call and you're Farrakhan Khalid Muhammad and you're trying to close deals, they didn't know if I was Louis Farrakhan or Khalid Muhammad. So that was a non-starter as I'm taking care of business and with very little capital. So everybody used to call me Farah. So I ended up doing, and a lot of people didn't know, but I actually changed my name when I was very young. I mean, I'm doing interviews that were like 9 years old with the name Farah Gray. Because I started realizing that God had given me, and going back to your original question, my sister, God had given me a purpose at an early age and a calling. And I think a career is what you're paid for, but a calling is what you're made for. So I've always been the type of brother to remain focused, and my father even encouraged it, because I think that the challenge that we all have is that we have to realize we've got to find our God-given purpose. You know, that was the key. So for me, entrepreneurship was easy because I answered my calling. You know, they say the two most important times in anybody's life is when we were born and when we find out why we were born. So I think it's so important to do that, you know. So my advice to young brothers and sisters, you know, the reason why it looks easy is because what I do is easy. Successful people, what they do, see, it's a big myth. When you become successful, what you do is really easy. I mean, it's a piece of cake. The hard part is believing in yourself. You know, that's the key. Getting over the fact that God has you anointed and appointed to leave your fingerprints on the world in this time. So it's so important, and that's what I try to teach in my entrepreneurship academies for young brothers and sisters, that we only grow up to be what we can see. So we have to knock down those walls so they can see what's possible. When they embrace the fact that, you know, what I've accomplished compared to the royalty, we had kings at 9 years old, you know. So when we look back at our history, we come from a people, one, that have taken the greatest fall, but two, that have such a rich history, legacy, and brilliance. Entrepreneurship was really, you know, like I said, easy because I started paying attention to what I was good at, my area of excellence, you know. So therefore, I find that the richest place in the world is not where you find gold and diamonds. It's really the cemetery, because so many people have died with their natural God-given talents. They never painted the Jacob Lawrence picture that was within them. They never wrote that book or did that song. They talked about it, but they didn't do it. So I've always had a think it, do it mentality, and my advice would be to show up, you know. That's the key. So it's not so much about backing. It's about really backing yourself. I heard no more than I heard yes. I had teachers telling me that I wouldn't be successful. I had people slamming doors in my face, telling me what wasn't possible. But as it says in the book that I read, it's greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So when we embrace our true God-given talents, we're unstoppable. It's not possible to stop, you know, us once we embrace what God put us here to do. So that was really the key thing for me, was focusing on what I was good at. You know, I wasn't born to be the next Khalid Muhammad. I wasn't born to be the next Michael Jordan. I wasn't born to be the next X-Y. I was born to be me. And now that I've reached a great level of success, I'm able to contribute and continue even aspects of my father's legacy, which is an honor to me. And as I get older, my God, I'm like, that was really my father. I watch his speeches and I'm like, wow, that really was me. It just feels like, it felt like a movie, you know, when I would be with him and rolling with him. And his encouragement was so important, because a lot of people didn't understand the fact that he overstood, when you look at Elijah Muhammad's teachings. Again, as it relates to entrepreneurship, I mean, when you look at those teachings, Elijah Muhammad had airlines. I mean, he had planes. He had agriculture, because I would say there is no culture without agriculture, because we're the only race of people very quickly that don't feed ourselves. You ask, we got an international stomach. You ask us what we ate, we're going to tell you Italian food, Polish sausage, Chinese food. We're not growing and feeding ourselves. So I believe that when you look at even the blueprint that Elijah Muhammad had left, it was phenomenal. It was right there. So going back to the young part, now, when you're a kid, kids are pretty much natural-born entrepreneurs. It takes place in the lunchroom. I trade you my chocolate cookies for your chocolate milk. Well, that's barter. I started adding a price tag to it. And then in the inner city, we tend to – All we got to do sometimes is change the product, not the product that they dump in our community that they want us to sell, not those kind of rocks. I saw rocks in the streets because I didn't have a lot of money. So I saw rocks. I heard about pet rocks, and I said, well, if they're selling pet rocks, then hell, I could put some water paint on these rocks. And I would tell people that they were bookends, paperweights, and door stoppers. And then as I continue through my entrepreneurship, to further answer your question, my sister, I didn't actually appear on the Oprah show, but actually the Oprah Winfrey Network, Oprah Magazine, and media outlets started saying, wait a minute, this young brother is really, really, really pushing and hustling. And that's why most people aren't successful, because we don't look at the fact that, yes, we can have gifts and talents, but we got to hustle, you know. We got to hustle. And I believe that if you don't have hustle, you got to learn to fail gracefully.
Well,
we're live in Direct on Free MR Radio. We're live in Direct on Free MR Radio. Making history, taking history, taking history. Before I get Gray online with us, also, I think I got another caller. Y'all, I'm trying to juggle all these phones at the same time, but we ain't complaining.
Yes, sir.
Hold on 1 second. 708 caller. Welcome to Free MR Radio. Do you want to make a comment, question? Is this 708 number caller calling in?
I just want to say, cuz, man, you're doing an excellent job, man. I've always been a supporter of what you do, man. You know, I used to always see you out there at the African Festival and different places like that, man. And I'm just really proud of you, man, because it takes perseverance, it takes willpower, it takes all of that. just keep on going. I've been through the system myself, and I know that the fight is very difficult when you're facing a lot of stuff and your back is against the wall and you're out there and they're talking about throwing your life away. You got a family and everything like that, man. So in my eyes, man, in my heart, you can always have my support. So next month, I'm going to make sure I donate to Save the Hampton House and keep on going, and I'm going to try to keep pushing that message out there for other people to support and keep donating. I did donate when, you know, to save it, and then somehow along the way I got lost in the sauce. And, sometimes we do forget you still need more support out there. And so I'm just really proud that you're keeping it going, man, and I can't say no more. I've been through the system. My name is Jay. They call me Jamel. Some people say Yashua. And I call you cuz because some of my family is your family. And I'm just really proud, man. Like, when I used to come up and I used to see you, I talked to you a few times on the train, man. I talked to you, family members, and I won't name the family, you get what I'm saying? But I'm just going to say, man, I'm proud of you, bro.
Well, appreciate that. Appreciate the call, calling in again. I'm honored and humbled to serve. Again, let me just say this too. Without the people, not only the campaign to save and maintain Hampton House will not be successful, but a lot of the work in general wouldn't be. And I just want to say this too. You know the term we say resources. So those who, everything from people donating, the actual financial assistance, but also people may come in through with bottles of water, paint, you know what I'm saying, putting the work in, put skin in the game. So, it's they've invested in this, and it's a community anchor. So, again, without the people, it would not have been possible to get this far. But Revolution has never set us past. So, again, we appreciate that. Put the word out again, SaveHamptonHouse.org, and let people know they feel free to call in on Wednesdays if you're on Fremont Radio. As y'all see, we have a structure. However, you know what I'm saying, we got to be on the pivot, too, because, we're dealing with everything from Grand Rapids, you know what I'm saying, Grand Rapids, we're going to talk about Syracuse, New York, the 8-year-old child who was snatched up.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, and then we got, for our grade, just calling out, you know what I'm saying, talking about the economics. We got, updates going on, about, you know what I'm saying, inside the prisons, you know what I'm saying. So, again, it's calls, from the Congo to Chicago. So people feel free to call in with your comments, just your questions.
And just one thing I want to add, man. I have, in one of my cases, man, against CPD, what really tripped me out is that I was filing them in federal court alone, and they had lied. They wouldn't turn over the tapes. I had went through Freedom of Information to get the tapes. They kept on saying it wasn't a tape. But when you look on them tickets, man, right in the corner, it's got them little digits up there in the corner that says it's video recorded. And then they got what you call the supervisor management log sheets, which shows you that it had an officer's name and it showed it was inoperable or the counter was operable. And in my case, after they lied, I ended up getting the sheet and it showed that it was operable. And I tried to motion up for a new trial back in the federal court. Well, the appellate court sent it back to the district court, and then the district court, what they did was they said they was going to sanction me. They said they was going to sanction me for bringing this case back up or whatever. And, I know it was only because they got some type of stuff underneath the table, because if I had lied on the oath in front of the judge, and the judge asked them in one of our hearings, he said, is there a tape or anything like that? They said, no, it's no tape, and I still got the paperwork with the attorney name on it and everything, with her filing up, somebody, there's no tape and everything, even during the when I interrogated them, they said that. So I know what it feel like to be cheated, and I know what it feel like to be fighting the system that's not fair and is very impartial. So that's why I say it takes willpower, because I kept on fighting, lost a lot of things along it. One thing I gained is my freedom, and I gained a lot of knowledge in that process of how dirty the system really can be.
Yes, indeed. Well, we appreciate your call. Appreciate the energy. Again, you know what I'm saying? We got to keep on fighting. But again, keep up. Feel free to call back.
I'm gonna come up there to the after house and help out, man.
So you're right.
I came to the pit talk.
So you're right.
Say we all wanted that call in and then just say, I salute you, bro. So I say I got to do my part with joining other people doing what they got to do to save our people and do what we got to do.
Right on. Look forward to seeing you there. 804 South 17th Avenue. 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. We live and direct, y'all. Again, y'all feel free, y'all, you know, say y'all to call in, some comments. Even I don't know if other she's on the call with Farrah Gray is on line right now. You know what I'm saying? You feel free.
I know where you. I've done that before, man. Go ahead and see you. When you see me, you gonna love
me, man. Okay, right on. Looking forward to seeing you again, then, brother. Right on. Yes, indeed.
My name Jay, man.
I look forward to seeing you, Jay. Right on. Free them all. Thank you for calling in. Right on. Yes, indeed. Louie, the call. I'm going to confine you to these. I'm just throwing a couple of things out there. Some terms. You throw a few terms out there, too. Venture capital, cooperative economics.
Yes, sir.
You can. Just like you know, a lot of times people hear different terms and it's generalized, you know what I'm saying, negating, you know, dynamics, the race and the class question. So if you can, like, give us a general broad definition of some of those terms you mentioned, and then also the uniqueness of how it may be applicable, you know what I'm saying, to the black community in particular. So if you can touch on that. And also, again, don't feel confined to just even with these questions. You know what I'm saying? You want to touch on some different aspects of the book? You know what I'm saying? Feel free. Again, y'all, we live and direct. Y'all feel free to call in. You want to send your comments, your questions. So, you know what I'm saying? We moving and grooving in the spirit of making history, taking history, and taking history. But again, some of those terms you threw out there, you can't touch on those for us. You mentioned about the assassination attempts on Dr. Collins. How old were you? If you can't, I know that's people probably saying, wait a minute, how you switching lanes like that? You know, some economics to an assassination. But if you can, give us that too. You know what I'm saying? Like even the age range, and how old were you with that? You know what I'm saying? And how did you take that in? How did you assess that?
Yes, sir. So two things. The first thing is as it relates to venture capital. Again, I think that our people, we suffer from a lack of access to capital. And venture capital is pretty much just a banking. It's similar to banking. It's a fund that either institutional investors, private angel investors, it's money that's put into a fund with the intent of putting that money behind other business turn that will continue to give individuals involved and or institutions an ROI, a return on their investment. So they put money into a fund to then be able to put, like I said, that money back out and put them into businesses that will be successful. So, of course, that sounds like something that obviously when they see we have an idea, it's almost impossible for the what I call many of the vulture that are venture but vulture capitalists to want a green light a project of ours. So that's why I decided to create my own fund as a youngster, because I realized that I couldn't even get a meeting with some of the big boys out there that were really doing it, and that I didn't have the complexion that they would absolutely want to lend, that they would want to invest. But when you look at the lending side, and let's touch on that briefly. So shout out to Brother Remus Jackson, Mr. 850. So he gets your credit right. So that way, in many cases, we could sue their ass if they do deny us. When your credit is flawless, then they got a lawsuit against them, you know, when they're trying to deny you what you absolutely overqualify for, which is the story of our people and our life, is that we have to overqualify just to barely get some crumbs. So the importance of sometimes having our own fund, we don't have to just depend on lending. We don't have to go to financial institutions. We can do that amongst our own funds that we create. So that's the critical piece of venture capital and how that's relevant and necessary, because, again, we need capital. And that's one of the reasons why Many believe that Dr. King was even assassinated because his conversation in many respects not only was covering civil rights, but he started talking more about silver rights. And that's when they said, oh, hell no, we got to take him out. So and segueing that into the attempt assassination on my father's life, I was 9 years old. That was the first time. I do believe, just for clarity under the sound of my voice, I do absolutely believe that my father was assassinated. My biggest, the person that I've looked at, I have no proof. Allegedly, I'm going to say allegedly, reportedly, I'll just put it this way because I'm not sure legally what I can say, but I've always looked at the woman that he married, Keanne Ambush. I've always looked at her as a suspect, as well as I know that the GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation, his personal assistant, come to find out, she was an agent. I mean, there was a lot of weird stuff that took place. I got the call from Brother Hashim, former chairman of the New Black Panther Party. I was in Las Vegas when I got the call. They called actually my aunt's house. My cousin called me and said, they're trying to reach you. Something happened to Unc. And I said, well, what do you mean? I just spoke to him on the phone. I'm on the West Coast, and my father's in Atlanta. And I called my father and spoke to him, and he sounded okay before, you know, I believe his life was taken. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're still investigating that. But there are quite a few things that I have seen that point directly to an assassination on his life. And at that time, I was 16 years old. So I hopped on the next thing, smoking to be there, and it was his wife, the one that I'm suspicious of, that went on and made the decision without me. She didn't have to consult me because I was obviously a minor to pull the plug and take my father off of life support. So right after he died, she disappeared. She destroyed all of his, we had artifacts. He had artifacts and just all kind of stuff. I didn't get pictures of my father. I didn't get anything. And so, you know, but there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of people who I've looked at over the years. But she's been a top suspect because she also worked for a very influential family, the Freedman Shoe Company, and they're very wealthy and powerful. Some say, you know, some look in that direction and have different things to say. So I'm playing around with my language legally. You know, how the system works, having to do that. So, yeah, the first assassination attempt, and my father would always say, remember, it was an attempt. The attempt means the job is not complete. So I believe they completed the job of taking my father out. And one day hopefully we'll get some more information on that.
Yes, indeed. We live and direct, y'all. The Spirit making his and taking his and taking his. Y'all hear me again? It's live and direct. April 27th, 2022. We touching on everything. Is that echo? Is that my phone?
Yes, sir.
We touching on everything from what's happening. The water, the lack of water inside the concentration camps. We talking about our great. We talking about Dr. Khalid Muhammad. You know, so we moving the groove, y'all. So if you have an issue about crossing state lines, this may not be the right show to tune in. Because again, it's internationalism, talking economics, you name it. Because again, everything is political, y'all. Can any more callers in Houston, Conrad?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Brother Marcus Roberts on the line. Free them all.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm good, hey, Chairman. You have a comment? Yes. Well, welcome. Are you on caller?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know?
Chairman.
Okay, you have a comment? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. Welcome. I don't know if you just tuning in. We also had some good dialogue. You feel free to comment, question.
Yeah, my name is Marcus Roberts, man. I'm from Vallejo, California. I called in about a few weeks ago by my sons. They're currently sitting on trial, waiting for their 995 hearing which will be the next court date, and waiting for the deal plea 2 days afterwards. There was a mix of names came across, and they was charged with a murder of their friend during a attempted robbery back in November, I believe. So November, October, back then. But they was charged with the murder of their friend. So yeah, they've been sitting on trial, man, and they've been hanging on strong, man. This, you know, was a left turn for, you know what I'm saying, for my family, you know, and it's been up and down, you know, with, you know, with
brother, what was your name again, brother?
I'm sorry, my name is Marcus Roberts, and I'm from Vallejo, California.
Brother Marcus Roberts,
Let me put this phone close to this other. Hold on 1 second, hold on, so y'all can hear, everybody can hear, but a little more clear, 1 second. Yeah, because a little more clear, because we got two phones. Okay, 1 second. Yeah, a little more clear, 1 second. Okay. Okay, one more time. Okay, we're charging. All right. Okay, can you hear?
Yeah,
Darby,
I was
charging?
Saying,
okay,
brother Marcus, Chairman.
Yes,
Queen,
sir.
I want to thank everybody for having me. I'm walking to the airport in a minute.
Understood. Yes, indeed. We thank you for calling in. Again, feel free. We on Wednesday. I don't know how long you have to be in Chicago. We appreciate you calling in. Feel free to call in with us.
Thank you for having me, brother.
Y'all give him just hit me who you were speaking about earlier. Give him my love. And again, feel free to call in. Keep us abreast. You want to talk? I don't know. We try to touch on everything. I know you mentioned the book too, so you know. So again, so you want to call back in some more updates? Feel free.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you so much, family.
Thank you. This is Stay in Contact again. Welcome to Open Doors to Free Mile Radio.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. I would definitely be back.
Thank you, my brother.
Queen.
Yes, indeed. We live and direct, y'all. Again, making history, taking history, taping history. We are moving and grooving, y'all. So, again, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got the call-in numbers. We touching on a number of different subjects. Just bear with us, or better say, Cub, why can't we sum this up, y'all? You know, some people say, well, what this got to do? You talking about economics? You talking about political prisoners? You talking about something in the county jail? Bear with us. Better get Cub with us. Okay. Mark, okay, what's the you called him before. So what's the status now? What's happening? What needs to happen? What's going on?
So the next court date, Chairman, is the 995. That's a 995 hearing. That's June 13th. June 16th is the deal plea. So we're hoping. I think the deal is 20 years, but honestly, it shouldn't be no years. What I seen, you know what I'm saying, if it was on either side, you know what I'm saying, the whole situation was wrong. It's a video out where it's slow motion of, you know what I'm saying, the suspects, you know what I'm saying, before, you know what I'm saying, the little boy got killed. Little yesterday got killed out there in Oakland on an attempted robbery. He was actually, it's on video, see that the kid was fleeing the scene and he was shot, you know what I'm saying, in the back of his head.
Give me some sites that people can be directly go check out. Give me some bullet points that we can get people, you know, to move on. You know what I'm saying? Give me some sites. Yeah, people can go some trigger words. You follow what I'm saying?
Okay.
People all over the world, trigger words, bam, bam, bam. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to see cold. Okay. What's some brutal video clips that show some contradictions? You know what I'm saying, with the case? What's the court date where people can call in? You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You're sticking and moving. You know what I'm saying? seize the time with the momentum. Well, we got it. You know what I'm saying? Got the ear to people. Let's seize the time. Okay, the court date is when? What's the court date?
The court date is on June 13th at 8 o'clock. And I want to say...
You need warm bodies there? You need people there?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, man. I've been hoping. June 13th and June 13th. June 13th and June 16th will be the court dates for my sons, Marlon King and Kamandre King. The video is on YouTube. It's on YouTube. You can Google Little Keys.
Bear with me, brother. Bear with me.
Yeah. It's Little Keys is spelled L-I-L.
Bear with me, please, brother. Use this analogy.
Okay, I'll talk about that.
No, let me use this analogy. When it comes to fat from the meat, you know what I'm saying? The reality is certain trigger words, certain dates, you know what I'm saying? You know, pinpoint. Now, okay, you know what I'm saying? We all say we need bodies at this date. This is if it's a particular highlight, if it's a particular trigger issue, a police, you know what I'm saying? This case in Grand Rapids is named. You know what I'm saying? Pick that particular date because the reality is people are not going to choose a different date to come through different motions. You know what I'm saying? If it's a particular person who's a political juggernaut, you know what I mean by that is, even if technically, legally speaking, that person is the assistant district attorney, the alderman, whatever. But as a poster child for the person that's responsible for these cases, that can be an example of what's going on in Oakland. Okay, tie this in with other cases. We want a symbolism. Like we said, a symbolism. Give us a name, a date. So straight to the chase. You know what I'm saying? They cut the fat from the meat. So we got to, we can keep this momentum going. You know, and the deal is, like I said, we have one prison, one contact campaign we do. I tell our people, it's a lot of work. I tell them, just give me one person, one contact person out here, that, you know what I'm saying, because they can help me push that campaign. And you know what I'm saying? And I pick our dates because people get involved in struggle. One of three ways. This is the reality. Inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. Most people contact us when he hit their ass. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing bad or they Virgos or Scorpios. It's the reality. So the deal is, you know what I'm saying? Then you get the Vanguard Party, who gonna be consistent out here. You know what I'm saying? Even it's ups and downs with it, but to see the time, say okay, when that door open, when we get the political pores open, we run it. We get the doors in. Well, you know what I'm saying? Why the discussion? Like right now, a lot of people talking about the Hampton House. This is their first time hearing about it. Then you have those who have been here when the water was off, when shit was packed up in the toilet stool, when the police were kicking through the doors. Not, you know what I'm saying? People, they couldn't hear that because, you know what I'm saying? Now that it has historical landmarks, we say, okay, I can relate to that. So we got a lot of stuff going on. But I'm gonna get my dates together. I'm saying, okay, bam, we got the Mother's Day and happening as we do every year. But a lot of people think that's the first time we've done it because it's just going to be getting into it. Find the particular DA, assistant district attorney, a particular judge, do a background on them. Say, so when the doors open, say, listen, this is Cook County State's Attorney, L.V. Hanahan. They were known for bam, 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 bam. You know what I'm saying? It's like when the state targets a person in the community, they use a symbolism. They grab a person and they run the whole, they say, this is the juggernaut. But really, the thing is to vamp on the people. You know what I'm saying? They use one symbolism to say, this was going on. This is these young children, these young kids out here, Hillary Clinton referred to the child predators. But really, it was a to justify attacking the people. How do you use September 11th? They might be a fictional character. We don't know if Bin Laden might be Tom Hanks in costume. We don't know who he is. But they grab Bin Laden, they had thrown it up there, and once the emotions are open, they can run the terrorism bill. They can run, the Patriot Act. And there's so much stuff in there that's inclusive that people have to even know about it. In fact, it came along. One thing they included in that was how it impeded Jamal from filing another appeal on his case from death row. People said, damn, I didn't know this. They said, yeah, we had y'all emotions open. We ran all that in. Once, you know what I'm saying? So the deal is, it's windows. When people can grab certain things, you know what I'm saying? It's certain conversations people can have. You know, they wouldn't have last week or two or 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So when their pores are open, say, wait a minute, I can see the police framing them up. We say when the opportunity knocks, snatch the door up the hinges. But we fill them with the keys, and we try to figure out, hey, you got the car keys or the door keys? You know what I'm saying? We go, Luke, mother's gonna say, man, mother's gonna bounce out. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna say, man, they're gonna go to another apartment. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people have no frame of reference of actually being in no home. So we got to cut the fat from the meat. Bam, district attorney such and such. Bam, they court, they bam. But you feel what I'm saying? And seize the time. And then it's gonna be highs and lows. Even if some time may lapse, but they can come back to those key points. Like right now, they talking about street sign for Chairman Fred. A lot of people think it's new. I said, look at the date on the article. It's 2004, 2002, 1989. Damn, y'all been doing this here. So it's going to be highs and lows, but you want to stick and move. Because a lot of you know, it's like they say in school, cliff notes, or trigger words, you know what I'm saying? And we're in a time, even clinical assessment. They said attention span with motherfuckers is nowhere. You know what I'm saying? This value. Yeah. We talking about TikTok motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So we both of us start giving them no, stay tuned for next series. They like, well, I'm gone. Hit them like TikTok. This the court date. This that. You know what I'm saying? You there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you for sure.
Yes, sir. So even a campaign, even if it's the okay. Just hypothetically. You know what I'm talking about? Perfect example right now for that. No, watch out. Perfect example for that right now. The struggle. Minister UAP News said the most difficult job of being a revolution against fighting is people don't know their own issues. One second. Hold on. I'm trying to get somebody calling in about helping them fight to save their property. I can't do all this. Okay. Y'all bet we're going to come a call right back. Hold on 1 second.
The other ones are over
with
the case.
I got it. You just remind me, okay? I'm on the pause. If you listen, I'm on it. Hold on 1 second. Okay, hold on. Okay. Let me try this thing real quick, too. Okay, let me fly it go. Okay. Hold on. 1 second.
Well, once again, y'all are listening to Free 'Em All Radio. You know the call-in number, 929-477-3785. Say it again, Jim.
Okay, I'm going to call you right now. My fault. I'm on it. I'm right now. Let me pause. Okay, 1 second. Let me get my audience back here. Okay, let me be awesome. Okay. Bullet points on this campaign right here, y'all. There's gentrification / land grab that's happening everywhere. You know what I'm saying? New housing to this system has planned for black people, in particular, is the penitentiaries and the graveyards. Those who have become familiarized with the wall. In China, they say, go to the Great Wall. You know where to go to. In Chicago, you say, where's the wall at? They know what you're talking about. Madison, California. You say, go to the wall. That's the wall. That's the mural. It's inspiring, that mural. You know what I'm saying? We just redid it. You know what I'm saying? You got Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? Deborah Johnson is myself. She was 19 years old. The fifth Captain Mara Clark. That minister held Ronald Dot statue. this is also, I tell you, when they come to Chicago, you see, you go by certain places in the land grab, not gentrification is happening. I see, whenever you come through Madison, Madison is a major artery. If you see no black folks out here, it's pretty much a wrap. You can still see that, see, when they call it Great Migration, that was the first stop. A lot of people came, you know what I'm saying, that came through, and they stopped before they went up south, before they went to Gary and down the steel factories and so on and so forth. That west side is a certain fear. In fact, that's when Dr. King came to Chicago. He, you know what I'm saying, stayed on the west side of Chicago over 16th Street. In fact, when, the Black Panther Party, the largest chapter of the Black Panther Party, the state of Illinois, branch Chicago, west side, that's where it was really, the heat was, you know what I'm saying, right there. And it sent them to the salt of earth. When we fought to get that mural, I met a guy from Chile that speaks no English. Reverend Diaz connected with, we talked to him and everything. You know what I'm saying? Bring him up there. We get them. I talked to Wallace Davis, Wallace Catfish on the corner on Madison, California. He said, "Son, which wall would you like? We specifically grabbed the wall that's not facing downtown, that's facing the masses. You know what I'm saying? He's over there now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Man. There's been a community. Remember, if you recall, Wallace and Catfish Corner, you know, since there's been a battle for years. Many of the events that we did was right there. You know what I'm saying? You go back, and once you take out like certain elements of a community, is the same, you know what I'm saying, community anchors. You have a different dynamic. He's fighting for his property over there, right? Over there as we speak. You know what I'm saying? The wall. All that, you know what I'm saying? That's what set the whole thing up. So check with Wallace Davis. We're going to keep y'all updated with the court dates he got coming up. You know what I'm saying? I need, if he's listening, I need him to give me a contact to reach, you know what I'm saying, that can direct him to, you know what I'm saying? Because he's, you know what I'm saying, the court dates coming up and everything. But again, this was one of the community anchors. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of times people know, okay, how does this impact me? Tupac songs with Brenda Got a Baby. And the guy say, okay, Brenda Got a Baby, what they got to do with me? Pac said, hold on, let me show you how this affects the whole community. And he didn't give a subjective, he just didn't starve him right there. He just didn't come in with an arrogance through the door. Hey, man, Brenda finna have a baby, you know what I'm saying? And everybody, like, okay, so look, Sheila having one too. Well, my sister got 20. Oh, your point is what? He warned people to Brenda. He warned her. So to this day, what made Brenda stick out? What make people can relate to? So, you know what I'm saying? People can relate. Say, man, hold on. This not just Brenda subjectively. Brenda represents how he did in a dignified way. Talking about the struggles, how she got to that stage. How she, other words, you just can't come in with a, well, man, my homie Joe locked up. And my other's like, okay, I ain't never met you before. What they got to do with me? Brenda got a baby. He took us there. He opened. That's a servant of people. Even talk about his mother going through her struggles. He talked about the dynamics. You know, they put it in the objective context. You know what I'm saying? He talked about the whole. You know what I'm saying? He gave a history about, you know what I'm saying, her being the Panther Party and the different dynamics and how it impacted them. See, dialectical materialism. That's a philosophical tool that we relate to. It's a humbling philosophical tool. It's a humbling. It ain't no arrogant wretch that you come in and just say, this solves the world. It shows how it connects to other people. How does Brenda having a baby, how she got to this stage, what happened to her being abused? And it does in a way to other people who've been holding it in and humbly say, hold on, man, I can relate to that. The Hampton House, when we took the campaign on, we didn't come and say, hey, man, save my daddy house. We heightened the contradictions. Well, even the former Cook County Recorder D said himself, whoa, this is one of the most predatory laws we've ever seen, you know what I'm saying, in the mortgage thing going on. And the reality is, these gangsters and banks have been doing this. So other grandmothers, other grandfathers, other people say, man, they got me. How can I get, you know what I'm saying? Relate to this here. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me it's some motherfuckers who are doing this objectively? We can, if nothing else, this shit can be exposed. Because I initially thought it was something. I was just fucked up. I was bad at my math. You know what I'm saying? I just lost my own. This gives us an opportunity, if nothing else, to put in historical context. When somebody's struck demoralized on drugs, I ain't saying there's no hype or no strawberry. When you put it in correct context, it's people watching that snowfall and that to my damn. The CIA, see, that it puts it in context. When people can relate to it, say, man, I can, if I put some gas in this car, you might go back and, you know what I'm saying, and go back and look at the tracks, the road tracks, how my daddy was incorrectly summed up. He can go back and say, wait a minute, man, he just said my cousin was a thot, man. I thought she just had to have a say. I didn't know that impacted her about being abused at a certain time. I can see what you're saying about Brenda. I can relate to that. Now, you tell my man, my man, son, son's locked up. Hold on, man. Don't just relate to me. That's why the thing with why. So it doesn't, we don't push campaigns subjectively. Well, you got to come in, you know what I'm saying? We want you to unite with the plan as opposed to just the man and the woman. You know what I'm saying? The Free Huey case, you know what I'm saying? It gave people the reason to relate to it, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times people, they want to relate to certain things, but they don't have the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? They try to incorrectly assess O.J. Simpson. It wasn't that we get no fuck about him personally. A lot of them can they want that. They looking for something that they relate to, and we be deprived of that. They say, okay, you got to have a certain law degree. You got to have this particular religion. We deprive other entities. Why you think them poor white them people when Trump ran for office? Them bad hillbillies and shit. He emboldened them. He emboldened them. He didn't come out with no, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm just done. He was speaking cold word, make America great again. Ain't know what that meant. Them people, when they went down to that state capitol and shook it up, them people ain't never getting to no voting poll before. They have nothing else. Embolden them. So that's what a campaign got to be tied into. That's what they'll say. The Hampton House. I'm in a party last night. DJ Sam Chapman said, man, Chairman, is this okay? I just want to be, man. I made a CD dedicated to the Hampton House. You know what I'm saying? In the 60s, when the Black Panther was organizing, he heightened the contradictions with the FBI told the vice lords they give him 16th Street at the Panther Party came with the Free Medical Center 16th Street. They underestimated Chairman Frey, the Black Panther Party. They underestimated the department that distinguished the difference between the revolution and the war. When they won the vice lords to work at the Free Medical Center, they invested in it. When the devil disciples said, man, we're the black disciples. There was the Free Breakfast Program. So then when the tax came down the party and Minister UAP didn't raise his criticism even internally in the party, he said a lot of people try to make it like it was the police against the Panthers. Incorrect. Incorrect. You know what I'm saying? That's the arrogance. Minister UAP Newton, that visionary, that chief theoretician summed it up. It was the police, the state against the people. These cases have to be tied into the community, to the people. Trump was interwoven. He said, man, the aspirations of the motherfucker, it was reactionary he did it. However, you talk to people who have been deprived, who have been told the only way you can get them, you got to know what the amicus brief is. You know what I'm saying? You got to call in Free of My Radio. Man, well, I don't know. I don't feel, I don't know how to say this. And that. Man, it's a people thing. You want to be that 8-year-old child in Syracuse, New York. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna be in New York to be able to relate to it. To be able to relate to it. Because you come out, I'm gonna say this. I'm locked up on this state deal called Deathville. This cat named Red. Very intelligent, brother. So we would have these debates, these dialogues. He had said to me one time, because a lot of guys in the joint, they used to hate to give me their books. He said, man, you get Chairman your book, them people know I'd be shipping his ass up out of here. You might, you know, I said, no, I'll make sure I get y'all books. And he was like, we made light about it. He said, Chairman, you always talk about the people. How, you know what I'm saying? They got your back. They're going to do this and that. He said, Chairman, Machiavelli, the prince said, he who builds on the people builds on the mire. In other words, the mud. It kind of cut. It was about 4 years later, I seen him. I was coming through Stateville. I say, Brother Ray, I've been looking for you, man. It's been a while. You forgot to read the next page, man. I said, you forgot to read the next page. He said, what's that, Chairman? He who builds on the people builds on the mire for the exception of the prince. Reason being, this is Machiavelli's book. He say, man, the people will weather the storm with the prince because they know that I'm gonna paraphrase it, he or she is not doing it for their own self-interest. And they will do, you know what I'm saying? And they will weather the storm for you. A lot of Negro politicians be doing shit and get caught up. If even if it's some bullshit, if they can like benefit the people, man, we're back. If Obama just would have said, "Hey, man, what happened, brothers and sisters? What mothers are back to play? Mothers is desperate for some to be acknowledged." You know what I'm saying? If this gave a cold word, he'd wink his eyes, "Man, listen, I'm really also just mothers would have been in love." That's how desperate. Then so these cases, even if mothers have no connection to people, just even Trump, he identified with them. Bring him up, come up, man, meet with him. And talk, man, to that connect to the people, how does this case connect? Because subconsciously, I tell motherfuckers be talking like, man, you automatically relate to this because this is wrong. This shit been getting, it's so much shit been going out this motherfucker. This is how this system gets down. We have to heighten the contradictions and say, dude, this how, Park say, this how Brenda having a baby, how it impacts us. What Park say? Y'all think I'm a motherfucker. You get rid of me, you shit. What y'all gonna see come out? He told the motherfucker. What's gonna happen after that? That's how this got this is the wall over there, Wallace Davis, you know what I'm saying? Everything we gotta tap that pool. I'm not just, oh man, let's open the pool over there so I can go swimming. No. We have to lay out how these different dynamics impact. When people talk about, go listen. I posted an interview today with Shaquille O'Neal years ago. I said some things about it. Shaquille O'Neal talked about when he went to go see his biological father. He's seen the member of the projects I put it. He said, man, I'm good up there. He said, I'm going back. He said, I got a family. You go listen to when people talk about the dynamics of the father, the man. Listen to it. And don't look at subjective. Oh, man, cause the reactionary radio. I'm going to be the mom and the daddy. That's, man, you know, you can be for real. You can sell that snake oil to an elephant. It has to be laid out how it impacts the community, to the people. Say, listen, when the United States is going to go back on Saddam Hussein in Iraq, Saddam Hussein said, bust them prison doors open. Dude, they said, whoa, what you mean? He said, man, bust them prison doors open. We need all of them. You have to be able to lay out, listen, if this happens, you talk about crack. That's like a good movie. It shows certain the different detriments. You know what I'm saying? You just say, man, look, stop the violence. This is a first. No. The trickle down impact. Field Marshal George Jackson said capitalism not only affects the economy, but it affects the psychic of the people. Capitalism not only affects the economy, but it affects the – a lot of people talk about money in some sort of bubble. A lot of people talk about culture in some sort of bubble. A lot of people talk about relations in some sort of bubble. How you relate to – the Panther Party had a term. They said, man, hey, who that bro? Who you relating with? You know what I'm saying? It's a politic to it. When you ain't clear on it, you know what I'm saying, it puts stuff in context. We talk about these cases, hey man, they kidnap, they come to our babies, man. You know what I'm saying? It puts it in, either you know a person, it shows it, the dynamics of it. Listen, a people, a guy told me I'm Big Muddy River, we call it Big Bloody River. He said, Chairman, what animal do our people remind you of? I said, man, what you want, panthers, elephants? He said, man, the rabbit is the only one that leaves his young to be attacked. Man, I was tore up in the cell. I was not sitting in that cage, man. I was like, God, now. Listen, man. How, in Cuba, when Elian Gonzalez, his mother, when she was going for the American dream, when that baby got in the carbon, that water between Cuba and America, when America said, man, they tried to grab, they didn't care about that. You think they care? You think they care about him as a baby? Go look at DCFS. You tell me you think they was going over in the water. Go look at the Department of Children's Family Service and look what they're going to produce. You tell me they were concerned about this child in the water. Come on, in Florida. The political dynamic, how did they run? They said, okay, we're going to run our agenda now. They said, we're going to kick the door in. All the things come up, oh, they grabbed a baby. Then it heightened contradiction. They say, we'll get a father $1 million. They underestimated, though. They underestimated the individual who survived assassination attempt after assassination attempt by the United States. They underestimated the politics of Commandante Fidel Castro. They underestimated how he worked that political football. He said, okay, put the camera on him. When that child spoke, people said, man, what is that, a Martian? How is that boy so intelligent? I'm going to ask Commandante Castro. Oh, we have a free education, the healthcare. What? It won the whole. He said, let's go there. When they seen that boy father wouldn't go for that $1 million to turn it to, people said, you heard people, man, he got to be crazy.
Yeah,
man. Fidel Castro said, now I got your attention. Let's talk about the embargo. That's what I'm saying. Once we get your attention, now I got y'all talking about the historical landmark. Oh, y'all think it's over with? Huh. Man, we headed down to Chairman Fred Tombstone Father's Day. We at the Hampton. We hiding the country. If y'all don't know it, the state know it. That's why they had them people come over to tell them pains up the next day. So in these cases, we got to politicize it. Got to tie it into the community. Tie it into the people. Nothing sits on the island by itself. When they come with a movie, you best believe they got an agenda with it. It's to put the movie out there. George DeTeller, former director of IDOC, in Stateville, before they did the execution, they run fried chicken and cookies through the penitentiary. Give you movies. But wonder why we can, I see they dawn on y'all every time execution coming, they got fried chicken and cookies. Damn. Everything political. Words, terms, fashion, how you present. Speech writing. When you think Obama, when is the first time you ever seen Obama cry? Connecticut, Sandy Hook, Connecticut. That's a political statement. You got black children over here, man, Carnage, land, death, and right. That's a statement. Even the speech writing, they tell you when you mention it, if you mention it. It's political. It ties into, it's a statement. Cold words. When he said make America great again, that was a cold word. Man, put some political pills. Your movie, Jews and the Black Messiah. We put political pills in the applesauce. Say, man, why you got to see this movie? Why you got to relate? You know, what makes this movie different? What made the Black Panther Party different? Why did J. Edgar Hoover, the former director of the FBI, say the Black Panther Party had to be destroyed by the end of 1969? What make these cases stick out? Then when you get some that you can relate to, well, I don't like dude from out west. Ain't no perfect allies. Ain't no gift without revolution. You got to seize the time. When certain discussions happen, say, whoa. They got their ear? Okay, give me that. And you navigate, and you win the people. You say, it's like a boxer. I'm going to say this in closing. I know my time down. I say, man, I was telling my field marshal the other day, the Central Committee, I say, see, if I style, I'd be like Ali. We taking hits. We study certain people. I said, you watch them, and I said, we do run the risk of becoming punched. You know what I'm saying? Having damage. But you study it. You see what I'm saying? And you feel the weak spots. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you study your forces. You say, okay, now, when that door open, run it. Right now. This might be over with next week. People might be scared. Listen, and they were scared. There's people coming to the Hampton House who ain't never came in their life talking about Chairman Fred. People were scared to mention that man's name. Man, we got, if Chairman Mao Zedong said, let a million flowers bloom. So the deal is, you got to be consistent. Every time we talk about Chairman Fred, it's never no subjective stuff. I tell people, it's a people's thing. I ain't on no personal tour. Oh, man, you know, him being a chairman is not to get him being my father. That hit impacted all of us. Them taking James Evans of Good Times impacted all. It wasn't just look at Good Times. I'm closing. Go look at Good Times. Look at the episodes when James Evans was there, and look at not just the household. Look at what's the dude name, the pimp dude. He wasn't coming through them doors talking crazy when James Evans. Now this goofball JJ, that's a different story. You got to lay out this how the dynamic. This is James Evans, this the character. This how it impacts us. No, oh man, ain't no big deal. Just one character. This ain't just no one character. Okay, it's just one character. Put JJ out. No, it had to be him. You get certain dynamics. You get certain cases. Oh, county jail. Hold on. Coronavirus, the timing. The athletes, they weren't playing. I said, we got to move. The Caesar can't have no Roman games. They can't entertain them no more. Right? We got to move. Just listening. Ain't no entertainment. We got to move. You got to give it to them, lay it down, because sometimes there are doors, there are outlets. You know what I'm saying? With Vietnam, in Vietnam, the anti-war militants, the white, the left, oh, peace, stop the war. Man, Minister UEP Newton said, man, we were sending a contingent over there to aid and assist the Vietnamese people. Hey, up Danny. The Hampton House. Are you satisfied? Listen, this here. Historical landmark. Hey, sky's the limit. close out with that, y'all. So again, cut the fat from the meat, bring it here, y'all, because I don't know how much charcoal we got, how many people will come around, because I'm just going to pop up around, you know what I'm saying, you know, Snapchat reunion, whatever. We out here cooking with charcoal, rocks, dust. So when you got the people listening, cut the fat from the meat and say, bam, here you go. And be careful. Don't cut the fat from me too quick. Because they that's what you gotta let that fat sit around it. Because if they knew how much fuel meat we really got, then a man can eat up that. Something that fat serves a purpose. It serves a purpose. Come back in with y'all. There's another episode of Freedom On Radio, Straight of Making History, Taking History. I'm going to take these young brothers and do the video with them at the Hampton House. I'm going to close my eyes, give me some rest in a minute, though. But again, y'all, SaveTheHamptonHouse.org, hit the donate button, Cash App, $ Save the Hampton House. Man, again, I think we'll do Triple C Saturday, 2 o'clock in the Hampton House, May, Mother's Day. Whatever donations y'all get to get something to the Mother's Day thing. Cassandra Grill, they got one doctor to miss you to follow with the water. Stay there. Water. Well, the reporter asked President Biden's press secretary, how y'all giving cell phones the way the people, and they said, we were just trying to track people across the board. We trying to get water. Water, yeah. There's no cold word, like real water. Up inside these camps, man. June, we got a chance for Father's Day, y'all. What's called Free Them All. Y'all keep your heads up, eyes on the fist clench, y'all. Spirit of making history, taking history, taking history. What's it called? Free Them All. Take us out, Sister Comrade. Oh, and we'll do Levante. Come on. Free Them All. Take us out, Sister Comrade.
Tired of getting shot at, tired of getting chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it, a spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G at Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet nights, time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times I once contemplated suicide, and would have tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble, not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty, no man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we can smoke in peace, and even though we G's, we still visualize places that we can roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going past. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion.
Well, I survive all the fights in the darkness, trouble sparks. They tell me home is where the heart is, they're departed. I've said that two tears that couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness tears, cast gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians banners, they rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with the little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest there, is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom. Watch my daddy scream peace. Squad of the man shot him. I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly places of slinging drugs. It's Thug Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion. Every girl needs a thug.
Dear mama, don't cry, your baby boy's doing
doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, drippin' peppermint snot with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Tasha show grown, tell a lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven, so come home. Maybe in time you'll understand, only God can save us. When Miles Davis cutting loose with the band, just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace at last. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, wear the mask and remember this face. Save me a place in Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easier. There's a place to be back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion.